everybody. Welcome to Money and Change. And this is July 7th. Wow. I hope you had a good 4th of July. I hope you recuperated from your 4th of July. I know a lot of people did and are still doing so. But anyhow, welcome to Money and Change right here on trimradio.com. And all you have to do is just go to trimradio.com and you can check out the shows that we have on the air. You can also be a member of trimradio.com and you can also join in with some of the other shows that we've got. And to support the station, if you can donate cash, that's fine. But we also take PayPal. And if you want to really support the show, buy the merchandise. All you have to do is hit the shop now button. And I'll tell you what, we've got good merchandise there. And all the money that goes in to the station from selling the merchandise goes directly into buying airtime. None of the hosts get paid for doing their shows. We all donate our time to make the station a success, and we go out worldwide on the web. And this show is heard in Myanmar, it's heard in India, it's heard in South Africa. Elsewhere in Africa, it's also heard in Europe and the United States and Canada. But nobody sends me any information from a place called Iceland. So if you live in Iceland, send us a message, and that way we know we're getting out all the way to Iceland. I do know that we are on the World Wide Web, and anybody can access us, and it's very easy to do. If you want to do your own show, that's easy to do, too. All you have to do is contact us. There's a contact button on the lower right-hand side of the screen, and all you have to do is click on that and say, hey, I want to host my own show. Could you give me information on how to do it? And somebody will get back with you very quickly. So it's very easy to do. If I can do it, anybody can do it. Well, almost anybody. No, everybody can do it. But the shows that we have on the Trim Radio Network, we've got Adventure Awaits Around the Bend. We've got Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck. We've got Life Walk with Christ God. We've got Money and Change. And of course, Money and Change is every Sunday night at 7 p.m. live, unless, here's my disclaimer, unless I have to play a concert. And I only have 3 more concerts to go this summer. And unfortunately, they will be on Sundays. And so we will let you know in advance. But on Sundays, if I have to do a concert, then guess what? We have something called an encore edition. Another fancy word for replays. But we have a lot of information that we give out on every show. So you really won't miss anything. And the very next show that we have, we will do a lot of catch up on the material that you've missed. Anyhow, check us out, Money and Change, every Sunday at 7 p.m. live. Take Point 22 radio show with Michael Bejas. And for football season, we've got the Slobber Knocker Talk. We've got Offsides, College Football Top 25. And we also have Victoria Smith doing the Natural Marketer Podcast. You want to check that one out. Hey, every Wednesday, I do My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever, and you can check that out. And the topics there are wide open. We can talk just about anything. Also, we have the Positude Podcast, which is a new one. And we also have Rascala's Red Pill Reality Show. You know, you can either take the red pill or the blue pill. And I keep telling Rascala, I want the green pill. He hasn't come up with that yet. There's got to be a green pill out there somewhere. But anyhow, you can check out our webpage. You can get in contact with us. All you have to do is type in info@trimradio.com. That's info@trimradio.com. Also, if you want a phone, guess what? 803 200 2277. All you have to do is just get a hold of us and you can listen live. We've got archives. You know, we are on YouTube, we are on X, which was Twitter. We've got Facebook, we've got Instagram. Yeah, we've got a lot of different avenues that you can catch us, and it's a good deal. So check us out, trimradio.com, and buy the merchandise. Well, hey, on Money and Change, we always have to do a disclaimer, and the disclaimer that we have to give is the information contained in this presented material is from the posting of news agencies on the internet and are not necessarily the views or opinions of the owners of this program. Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. You should always do your own research and consult with professionals. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Now, you know, we always do shout outs every show because we've got a lot of people that we know that are on either YouTube or LinkedIn, X, a lot of different places. And I like to promote theirs as well as they like to promote mine. So anyhow, a big shout out to the Trim Radio Network for carrying the show. We've done this for many, many years and hopefully many, many years to come. I know Michael and I were on another network and we did a lot of years there. And so far, this is my 13th year of doing Money and Change. I love doing it. I love helping people. And so does Michael. Also, check out the University of Findlay at www.findlay. It's a good school. NCAA Division II sports school. But above all, it's a good academic school. It really is. They have three campuses in Findlay, Ohio. The equestrian campus and pre-veterinary campus. And then the main campus, where you would spend most of your time in your classes. Then they also have the hazardous materials campus, all in Findlay, Ohio, which is an all-American town. It's a nice town, great people, really great people. But the university itself, man, I'll tell you what, they have some really good professors, very good facilities, and they do have some pretty good NCAA Division II sports teams. Matter of fact, I read something before going on the air. There was a golfer that was in the, I believe it was the All-American Division I golfing team. Her last name is Mulcahy, and she's from the University of Findlay. And their women's golf team had an excellent season. And so Miss Mulcahy has gone on to play in the bigger matches. But they also have football, basketball, wrestling, other sports out there. But not tiddlywinks. No, this school is not a basket weaving and tiddlywinks school. Trust me, it's a very good academic school. You have to check them out. www.findlay.edu. Also, this fall, the University of Bluffton is going to merge with the University of Findlay. And both schools are about 20 miles apart. And if you're taking classes at the University of Findlay and you suddenly discover there's a class at the University of Bluffton, you can take classes there too. And vice versa, the University of Bluffton students can come up to the University of Findlay. Now, the University of Bluffton will be NCAA Division III, while the University of Findlay will be NCAA Division II. So it'll be interesting to attend the games. And I've been to both campuses. They're beautiful campuses, really nice people. I mean, what was it? Hugh Downs, I believe, was from Bluffton, Ohio, or was that Phyllis Diller? I have to check that one out. It's been so long. And you just have to check it out. But both towns are really nice towns, super nice people. Trust me, they're really nice. Well, we have that, and we have Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. And Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks makes custom pens and the center sections that you could machine themselves into a different type of pen. And he will do, Phil over at Rusty Ducks will do excellent work. And he's made several pens for Michael Bejas, and he's made one for me. And actually, we bought them. He didn't give them to us free. And they're on a cross pen platform. And I'll tell you what, they're beautiful. Michael has one that is a cobra that he was working on. I saw pictures of it. It was beautiful, and he passed that on to Phil, and Phil went ahead and made a presentation pen. Also, Phil made a presentation pen for the Grand Master for the Masons in Ohio and presented it to him. And also, he's done work for places like Disney World, other trade shows, you name it. He does custom work. And I'll tell you what, if you have a business, a school, a college, a university, a fraternity, a sorority, or a club, and you want to have a presentation pen that you want to give to maybe one of your biggest donors or one of your supporters, best student, whatever, contact Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks, and that's RustyDuck apostrophe S, Custom Pens and Blanks. They're on Facebook, so check them out. Okay, does an excellent job. Also, you want to check out Money and Change every Sunday at 7 p.m. My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever, and that's on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. And the Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista, they're out in Wisconsin, and there's always something going on out there. And they're great people. I've known them for years. Trust me, they're good people. Deep South Homestead, Danny and Wanda King, down in Wiggins, Mississippi. Good people. Danny comes out with FaceTime, or not FaceTime, Porch Time. That's it, Porch Time. And he does Porch Time every Sunday. It's broadcast on Monday or Tuesdays. And he talks about a lot of different subjects. He just doesn't talk about farming or growing crops or anything like that. He gets into economics, everything that's going on in the world. And that's Porch Time with Danny King. Okay, we've got Southern Prepper One with Dave Kobler. And Dave usually puts out one or two YouTube videos a week on the economy and what's going on. Trust me, he's very knowledgeable. I've known him for probably 15 years. Very intelligent person. He talks a lot about prepping. He talks a lot about what's going on in the world. Also, we have Patriot Nurse, and she has a great channel, and she's on YouTube. You want to check her out because she not only talks about a little bit about politics, but she also talks about the medical side because she was a nurse for many, many, many years. And she worked all different sections of nursing. She teaches medical skills to different people. And she has different skill sets, different classes. So you want to check her out. That's Prepper Nurse. Also, we've also got Prepper Nurse One with Ed Carswell. He's down in West Virginia. We have Prepper Princess, which is Amber Stork, and she's out in California. And she's a millionaire. And she lives very frugally. Her big thing is live beneath your means. And right now, with the economy thing, the way things are going with the economy, I'll tell you what, you have to live beneath your means. Because it's nothing to go to the grocery store anymore and get just a few items and you're spending $45. I know it happened tonight before the show. So you have to live beneath your means and shop frugally. Okay? That's the key to the whole thing. Also, there's LDS Prepper with David Gilmore. He has over 600 videos out there on a whole bunch of different topics. And you've heard me talk about GMRS radios. Yeah, for $35, you can get a federally issued license over the internet. That license is good for 10 years, and anybody in your family can use it. It's a pretty good deal. And as for me, I have several, and I can talk from my location to Dayton, Ohio, about 30 to 35 miles away. I can get on a repeater and I can talk at least another 60, 70 miles away, in some cases even farther through other repeaters. And I can talk to different people. I can listen in on different things. I mean, it's neat. It's a good group of people that do a lot of discussion. Okay, so check it out. The GMR repeaters are, they're good, okay? But the radios, you get the better radios for over $100 a piece. And they last a long time as far as battery life. And it's worth it. It really is. Not all bubble boxes or packs that you get at Walmart can do the things that some of the other GMRS radios can do. So you want to check that out. You can go to Buy Safe Radios. I believe it's what it is, Buy Safe Radios. There's so many different places that actually sell GMRS radios. Myself, I have the Ocean brand, but it's Ouxun, but it's pronounced Ocean. I have the 935 G Plus, and it's an excellent radio. A lot of people will tell you it's an excellent radio. And I even have a Nagoya antenna. I don't use the stock antenna that came with the radio. I use a Nagoya 771 G, and that really gets me down to Dayton, and I can talk to people there or get on the repeaters there. It's a pretty good deal. Check it out. Also, we have a new person, which is the Max. I have been following this person for probably 2 to 3 weeks, and I want to tell you something. The guy has a farm, and I'm guessing it's in Georgia, but I'm not quite sure. But he talks about the economy, he talks about politics, talks about everything under the sun, and he's good, and he explains everything. Yeah, he's excellent. So the Max, MAC apostrophe S. And he puts out one to two, maybe even three videos a week. It depends on the information he has to get out. All of them are excellent. So you want to check him out, the Max, MAC apostrophe S. Okay. All righty. Well, what's been going on? If you go to our webpage, Money and Change / Financially Prepped, I have people that want to join, and all you have to do is just find me on Facebook and ask to join, and I'll go ahead and approve you, and you can join our group. It's a public group. Anybody can join. But the key is you have to behave yourself. You have to behave. We have a certain decorum that we like to have. And, Michael Bayhaus will tell you that because he's a member. We've got a lot of different members. And we've got Pam, and we've got Artie, and Phil, Missy. We've got Lynn up in Canada. We've got Alan. We have Debbie, and she's down in Tennessee. And we have Paul, who's up in, I believe, Massachusetts or New Hampshire. And then we have Jerry Bodie, my good buddy Jerry. Hey, Jerry likes this show, keeps in touch, and he's a good GMRS and ham operator. Trust me, Jerry is really nice. Very intelligent person, too. Super intelligent, far beyond my pay grade. Anyhow, we have Gata, and we also have Bill and Dave, of course, Michael Bejas, and we've got Fred and a bunch more. I mean, there are just too many to spend a lot of time to mention. And I'll tell you what, we have a lot of fun posting things on the website. And today, if you noticed, the one now has a guy that's being held up at the gas pump. And he said, not again. I was just robbed at the grocery store. Has that happened to you? You know, sometimes I go to a grocery store and I get so many points for buying gasoline. Or actually buying food. And that applies to the gasoline. But they always jack the prices up 10 cents higher than anybody else. So I'm really paying what some of the lower places are charging. On the other hand, I go to another place and after so many gallons, I get 10 cents off, which is great. I save that because gas prices, when they go up, then I'll use it. And on the other hand, if I go to, for example, Kroger's, I have a card there. And once the gas prices go way up and I've spent so much money that I get, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, a dollar off, then I'll go ahead and use that card. And that's how I like to do things. I don't use credit cards for a lot of things. Matter of fact, I think I only got one. But the main rule that I have on Money and Change / Financially Prepped is pay down your debt. Get out of debt as quick as you can. Put some money aside. Learn how to save money by budgeting and living beneath your means. Be able to buy and store food, canned goods, freeze-dried, other forms of longer-lasting food. You know, in canned food, generally, there's an expiration date on the can, which is Best Buy. Well, if the can isn't dented and it doesn't have any bulges in it, I've been told they could last 5, 10, 15, up to 20 years. Think about that. And what happens if you're out of work and you have to feed your family? Have you stored up food? Have you stored up water? Do you have enough meds? You know, a lot of us take different types of medications, so we have to have those. If not, we have problems. So you have to have your meds. You have to have the clothing for the season. Make sure your fans are working. Make sure your air conditioning is working properly. Make sure you've cleaned the coils out on the evaporator. Make sure that, you know, the house is in decent shape. Do you have blue tarps? Yeah, you can get those at Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart. And those are great if you have a leak in your roof. Put those tarps up there. I know one person personally that has a mansion. I mean, it is a big, big mansion. And the windstorm came through and messed up his roof. And it was clay tile roof. And he had those blue tarps on his mansion roof for probably a year to a year and a half. It was a beautiful mansion. It's right on a lake. And it's no more than a mile from where I live. I don't live in a mansion, but he does. And it's a big place. So anyhow, tarps come in handy. So, and they're cheap. And you can get a couple of them. Make sure you get hammer and nails, and you'll be in good shape. Well, anyhow, you know, we posted the thing about getting robbed at the gas station and at the grocery store, because, you know, prices are going up. We're talking inflation, and it's going to get worse. Matter of fact, we're going to be talking about Hurricane Beryl, and Hurricane Beryl is going to cause gas prices to go up because they're going to have to shut down the gas refineries in the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah. And when they do that, the prices go up because gas gets scarce. Other things being shipped in and out of Houston, Texas, and Galveston, Texas, there are going to be problems there because of Hurricane Beryl. So we're going to talk about that here in just a short. Like I said, we have a lot to cover. I also posted one, Get Your Money Out Now. And this is by The Max. And he's talking about Cash warning. It's finally happening. It's worse than you think. Now listen to what he says, and he does it very calmly, and he explains everything. The biggest thing to take out of that is make sure that you are aware of what's going on with the banks, what's going on with the economy, not only here, but in the United States, but also in the world. Take a look at what's going on in the economy in Japan, because now they're talking about problems with the economy in Japan. And if Japan has a problem, it could ripple over to the United States or Europe or both. It's that significant. So know where your money is and be able to take your money and say, okay, I need to have money to pay my bills for at least 6 months. So you want to be able to go through your budget and say, okay, I have to pay $1,000 a month on my bills. So that's $6,000. Where do I come up with it? And that's just a number I'm pulling out of thin air. You know you're going to have to pay rent. You know that you're going to have to pay utilities, taxes, and other things, as well as live. You know, you got to buy food for the family. And if you live frugally, you can make things happen. But if you like to spend money like it's going out of style, one of these days you'll wake up and you don't have any money. So check out what the Mac is saying. He's a good guy. He really is. You got to listen to what he does. Also, I posted something on X, so you want to check that out. Prepper Princess, how much do I spend on food and gas? It's a mid-year checkup, and we're going to talk about that tonight. Also, which fast food chain has the most expensive price for burger, fries, and soda? Around here in Ohio, you know, we would say burger, fries, and pop. Or a combo meal, okay? There's a video there for that, so you need to check that out. There's another video that's there, why groceries are so expensive. You need to check that out. You really do. Well, guys, let's get into the meat of the matter here because we need to talk about Beryl. Now, Beryl came out of the Atlantic and went into the Caribbean. And it's a significant storm. It was a Category 5 out in the Atlantic. And when it came in and hit the Yucatan Peninsula, it was probably a Category 4. And when it hits Texas, it'll be probably a Category 1. But it's done so much damage. And as it approaches Corpus Christi, and then it circles up towards Victoria and I believe it's Bay City and then up to Houston, Texas, and Galveston. It's going to make a mess. You're going to have a lot of high water. And if Governor, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, if he says, get out, evacuate, do it. Don't wait around. I saw videos of people that were out on, I believe, South Padre Island. And they were evacuating, and whether or not they have to take a ferry into the mainland and then go from there, but people are evacuating. Don't hang around because you can have a lot of damage, be swept away, drowned, whatever, okay? So if they say to evacuate, do it. But anyhow, Dan Patrick warned residents that Tropical Storm Beryl, which is expected to make landfall along the state's southeast coast on Monday, that's tomorrow, as a Category 1 hurricane, will be a deadly storm for those in its path. Now, the National Hurricane Center warned that the storm will continue picking up strength on its path towards Texas and potentially become a Category 2. Personally, I've been through a category one, and they're not fun. I know a category two is going to be really bad. And a category four, forget about it. You're probably going to have to rebuild everything you ever had. But the storm is forecast to re-strengthen into a hurricane as it moves into the Gulf of Mexico and it goes to a category one. Now, Governor Greg Abbott warned Texans to prepare for impact as Texans and visitors in south coastal areas celebrate Independence Day. I urge them to also make an emergency plan to stay safe. Now, that would be get the heck out of Dodge, load the car up with some spare clothes, food, make sure you have your important documents with you. Make sure you have your money with you, your checkbook with you, and so forth, and get away from that storm because it's going to be a nasty storm. Beryl has so far killed at least 11 people in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And that's Grenada, Jamaica, and Venezuela after it charted a deadly path to the Caribbean as a Category 5 hurricane earlier in the week. I guess you could call this a public service announcement. We do a few of them. Well, I'll tell you what, it's nothing to mess with, okay? It's nothing to mess with. And what's going to happen is it will probably curve around and go up into, I'm going to say, northern Louisiana, Alabama, Georgia, and then out towards the Atlantic again. And so you might want to check the storm path. BEP Earthwatch on YouTube. That is the guy to check with because he does great weather work. Fantastic. Now, if you're out there and you know it's coming and you have to prepare, remember we talked a few months ago about a to-go bag. And that's a bag where you can grab it and you've got your basic things like toilet paper, handy wipes, extra clothes, some spare food, long-term food. It could be energy bars, it could be anything. Make sure that you have water to take with you, and it's always 1 gallon per person per day minimum. You need at least 2 gallons per person per day because you got to wash and you have to use it for cooking your food. Oh yeah, and you better have some cooking utensils to take with you too in that to-go bag. How about a radio? Yeah, a crank radio, they come in handy. How about your GMRS radio? That comes in handy because you can communicate with people. So a GMRS radio would work. If you're a ham radio operator, you take your ham radio and you take the proper things to charge them with, whether or not you have a spare solar panel or you have batteries or however you want to charge your device up. How about maybe a laptop if you have it? Because that could have information in, and you could also watch the news and so forth over Wi-Fi if you get to a spot that has that. So, hurricanes, yeah, I would be wary of what goes on there. Now, there are five ways to prepare for a hurricane. And that is actually, it's more than five, but there are five that they're listing. Stay informed of the emergency notifications. Plan for evacuation, family communication plan. Does everybody have a GMRS radio? Do you have cell phones? If the cell phones go out, the GMRS radios will work among your immediate group. Emergency supplies, do you have them? Food, water, medical kit. Protect your property. Make sure you get everything off and out of the way of the wind. So if you have chairs and stuff outside, put them inside. The same thing with if you got a barbecue or something outside, get it inside, get it out of the wind because it's going to get quite nasty. Make sure your doors and windows are shut and make sure that if you have a chance to have sandbags and visqueen plastic sheeting, you could use that to help keep your house waterproof. Okay? But you protect your property. There are other ways of protecting your property too, and it's little devices that you put in another device, and when you pull the trigger, it goes kapowie. Some people have that, some don't. But protect your property. Evacuation notices, follow those, and you want to know where you're going. Do you have a map? Do you have a AAA map? You ought to. An atlas is what they used to be called. Make sure you have that. You can also go to ready.gov. Okay? Now, what's not to do during a hurricane? Stay away from windows, skylights, and glass doors. If the eye of the storm passes over your area, there will be a short period of calm. But on the other side of the eye, the wind speed really increases and gets quite nasty. So you have three survival tips on a hurricane. It's funny they say three, but they're giving four. It's amazing. Determine how best to protect yourself from the high winds and flooding. Take refuge in a designated storm shelter or an interior room for high winds. I know a friend of mine out in Okinawa. I called him on the cell phone a few years ago and I said, "What's going on?" He says, "Well, right now I'm in the hurricane center because we have a hurricane over here and we have a very secure room that we can hang out in to protect everybody from the winds and the rain and everything." Go to the highest level of a building if you're trapped by flooding. And do not walk, swim, or drive through floodwaters. You can even do that when it rains very heavily. Okay? So be careful. Beryl is on its way. Beryl. You can check it out. Check out BEP Earthwatch. Okay? Have you done your budget for mid-year? Have you really reviewed your budget? There are four things to really prioritize in your mid-year financial review. And what you need to do is to always look at your budget. Now, if you don't have a budget, you had better start doing one. And what do when we do a budget? Well, we have to figure out what our income is, and we list that from all the different sources and give a total. And then underneath that, we subtract out the expenses that we have for the month. Or you can do a weekly budget, but a monthly budget would work. And by that, you're going to have to pay maybe mortgage or rent. You're going to have to pay utilities. You're going to have to pay on taxes, other necessary items. Of course, you have a cable bill, so you're going to have to pay that. You list everything and subtract it from the total money that you got in, and that tells you what you have left. But you have to include gasoline for transportation, maintenance on the vehicle, and also a big one, what you're going to have to eat. So if you're working and you have to drive 50 miles a day, you're going to have to figure all that in, subtract everything out. And maybe at the end, you have maybe 35% of your total amount that you earned left to live on. And then from that 35%, or maybe 40%, you determine that 20% of that I want to save. And the rest of it is the spending that I'm going to do for food. Okay, water, everything else. It's a thing to get into, and you really have to practice that because you have to know what money comes in and what money goes out. And if you haven't done that, you had better start. That way you can figure out how to live beneath your means, and that you may not need Netflix, you may not need cable TV, you can put up an antenna. you may not need certain things, okay? As the Germans always said, Mach do. Mach do, Mach do. Make do. Make do with what you have. And that's a good frugal way to do things, okay? But put about 20% of your money left over each month into savings. If you can do more, then do more, okay? But you want to go ahead and review your budget. You know, a lot of businesses anymore are having some problems. And you say, well, why are businesses closing? The POTUS, that's the President of the United States, is saying, oh, everything's hunky-dory. Everything's fantastic. We don't have any problems. I just put so many 100,000 people back to work. Well, yeah, during COVID, people couldn't work. The government paid people to stay home. And after COVID was over with, then they had to get their jobs back. And some didn't get their jobs back. And some people didn't want their jobs back. And so they laid around the house and collected money from the government, which means they took money from taxpayers. Yeah, it happened. And in some cases, businesses decided to let their people work from home, telecommute. Well, what did that do to the property that they owned or they rented in big cities for offices? You could imagine what that rent would be. You're tied into a lease and you have to guarantee that money to the landlord. And if you don't pay up, they could probably sue you, right? So there's a problem there. So everybody decides, okay, I can work from home. Then we have all this spare office space that isn't being used anymore. And so the banks are losing money on that because the people that own that property aren't getting the money for the loans that they originally took out on the property. It's a big pyramiding problem, okay? And it's not a good thing. And a lot of businesses are closing in 2024. The mom and pops, you know, they closed after COVID, okay? But what about some of the other stores like Big Lots? There was a report that came out, Yahoo Finance, and it said discount home goods retailer Big Lots, and their, I guess their stock market ticker is BIG, announced plans to close more store locations this year, citing elevated inflation, putting a damper on customers' overall buying power. Now, do you get big, expensive items at Big Lots? No. Some could be discontinued items. Yeah. Now, Big Lots is going to have a session of closing different store locations. And that's worrisome because some people on the lower budget who are thrifty will buy things there. And sometimes you can get very good deals. I know one time I got Arm & Hammer laundry detergent. And if the regular grocery store had it for $13 a gallon or a gallon and a half, I picked it up for $9. And so I went back and bought some more. Yeah, and I can be frugal with that. I can wash a lot of clothes. But if everything goes to you know what in a handbasket, I'll be able to wash clothes. And there are other things that you can get there too. I don't care if it's food. I don't care if it's detergent. I don't care if it's hand soap. You can find a lot of different things at Big Lots, but when they start closing things, that's a problem. Well, Market Domination's Jared Bilikre, Bilikre, and Josh Lipton report on the story and whether Big Lots could potentially have to file for bankruptcy. So you want to keep an eyeball on that. And a lot of businesses are closing. They're adjusting what they're doing. They said in the report there's something about 42.8 million. They said it's a small amount. You look at the year-to-date totals, like probably in sales. And you take a look at things, and they're saying, this Jared says, so they have around 1,400 stores apparently nationwide still, and that's Big Lots. But they closed about 50 stores in 2023. Now they plan to close 40 stores this year. Well, that makes a total of 90 stores in 2 years, right? And inflation's causing it. Do we call that Bidenomics? Could very well be. How about Medicare? According to shiftgold.com, that's S-C-H-I-F-F, gold, G-O-L-D.com, they said in 2023, the U.S. spent $1.04 trillion on Medicare, which is over $3,000 per citizen. And for an inefficient, problem-ridden program, that number is difficult for Americans to stomach. Well, how did they get there? If you take a look, when Medicare first came out, they didn't have a lot of the paperwork that they do now. And then as the years went on, and some doctors learned how, and some health systems learned how to bilk the system, there was more paperwork to fill out. And so the doctor had to hire a person to put in the codes for the services that they rendered. And then they had to have a billing specialist to figure all this out, and probably an accountant above them. So that means that now they've had to hire three or four people to keep track of what's going on with Medicare. In the old days, the doctor and his secretary just did it. I had a friend of mine that was a doctor, and he said in the old days, people would come in and they'd say, well, I can't afford to pay you, but I can give you eggs for a month. I can give you a couple of chickens, or if it was really expensive, well, we can give you a steer. And the doctor would take it in trade. But not now. I think that all changed during Lyndon Johnson. And that's caused a problem. You know, and you take a look at Medicare, it's a health insurance program for seniors and specified disabled individuals. And it's provided coverage for millions since it originated in 1965. But the benefits it really offers are far outweighed by its inefficiency and inadequacy, which costs trillions. They added more people doing more work to the system. It's like the federal government, you know, it's all paperwork and more paperwork. Well, according to Schiff, Medicare spending has grown exponentially since its creation under Lyndon B. Johnson, better known as LBJ. And Medicare expenditures comprise of 17% of the federal budget. And the Congressional Budget Office projects Medicare spending will rise to $1.6 trillion in 2032. Now, the causes of these costs have a common thread: government inefficiency. Every time the government gets involved in something, it becomes a boondoggle. Government is very inefficient. It hires more people to create more rules, to track more things than it should have to track. The aging of the U.S. population, according to the Schiff report, is putting unprecedented strains on Medicare. Well, the baby boomers, I'm one of them, have retired. And now we're on Medicare. And the next batch will come due in a few years, and it's going to put a burden on it. It's not a good thing. And if you take a look at Medicare and Social Security and everything else, the government's been borrowing from Social Security for different reasons. And they put in Parkersburg, West Virginia, there's a repository with a whole bunch of IOUs. I'd love to drive down there and go into that repository and see the stacks of paper from the U.S. government saying, well, we're going to borrow X for this. The government owes us money. They ought to pay us what we put into it, because we paid into it, so we should get out of it what we paid in, right? That's not the case. Some people think it's one of the biggest scams out there. You pay into it, you never get back what you pay in. Is that a pyramid scheme? A Bernie Madoff special? I don't know. But for some people, Medicare is going to run out, I believe, in 2030, 2032. And people will have paid into it, and guess what? It's not going to be around because the government couldn't manage it efficiently. They never can manage things efficiently. Michael might gripe at me for this, but the IRS took over a house of ill repute, a brothel, outside of, I believe it was Las Vegas, for back taxes. And they couldn't run it efficiently. What does that tell you? Hey, there's one thing about Rivian, R-I-V-I-A-N. Their Amazon delivery vans keep mysteriously catching fire. Yeah, this popped up on Zero Hedge. And it was in Quartz.com, Quartz.com. And you can check it out. They're charging and they were catching fire. And there's a video about it. And it was in the Salt Lake City area, was one place. And vans burned in a distribution center parking lot. They were electric vans. So, you know, do you really want to get an EV car and an electro car? That's why Ford's not making anything that's going to be that way. They're dropping it because they're going to go back to gasoline. They're going to go to diesel. Those batteries are very dangerous when they catch fire. And like Gary Burbank would always say, that's a big supplosion. Also, there's another thing that's out there. Big banks, this is Wall Street Journal. The big banks are taking hits from commercial real estate. And that's, remember when I told you about people staying home and working out of the home? And these companies had all of these empty buildings because they sent people home to work. And then they didn't have to pay rent. Well, guess what? The owners got stuck because now they're not making money. The banks got stuck. And that goes for a lot of big regional banks. And according to the KBW Regional Banking Index, it's down 12% this year. And it's a NASDAQ bank index of larger lenders. Wow. I mean, that's not good. So what happens if these large banks have a problem and they start to fail? They start to default. That's when it gets scary. Now, there was a thing that was posted on Zero Hedge again. U.S. bank deposits fell ahead of stress tests. Fed bailout facility stuck at massive $107 billion. They're stuck. They don't have it. So if we have a stress test, which all banks will have to go through, and they don't pass the stress test, and something happens to the economy and the banks fail, what we're going to have is a big problem. Because remember, I think the federal government said after the last recession, they weren't going to bail out the big banks again. And they set up something through, I believe it was the Dodd-Frank Act, so that they would go ahead and recover from this mess, and that banks had to keep a certain amount of money in the bank because they don't have all the money that you put in there. If I walked into the bank tomorrow and I said, look, I need $5,000, I'm writing a check for it, and I got to pay a contractor for something, they would probably look at me and say, well, you'll have to come back tomorrow and we'll pay you the $5,000. You have to talk to the bank manager. And they'll find some delaying tactic until they can get the money from the FDIC or the Fed Bank, or, you know, wherever they're getting their money, whatever the repository is in your area. And for my area, it would be Cleveland. And so we'd have to wait until the truck came down from Cleveland with your money, which might be 24 hours or 48 hours away. They don't carry that money there. They pass paper back and forth. But if you ask cash, they may not have it. And that's what's scary. It is very scary. It's frightening. So if a lot of people want their money back, you know, it's insured at $250,000 per account. Anybody with money over that, they ought to be sweating bullets. But the government said, well, we'll cover it. I would still be sweating bullets. And I know some people that are sweating bullets, and they're in the very high upper echelon. I don't even get that close, guys. I never come that close. I may have lunch with a millionaire 5 days a week. Big deal. I might have lunch with maybe 5 or 6 millionaires once a week. Big deal. They're all friends. But they're out of my league. They're out of my league altogether. They're high rollers. But they're good friends, and it's good to have. But when the banks start defaulting, that's a problem. I was looking at failed lists for banks, and there was a list on Google that says, so which banks are currently at risk? First Republic Bank, FRC. Above average liquidity risk and a high capital risk. Huntington Bank Shares, above average capital risk. KeyBank, above average capital risk. Comerica and Truist Financial, I've never heard of those two. Cullen Frost Bankers, never heard of that. Zions Bank Corporation. And this came out as of what, March 16th of 2023. All you have to do is Google failed banks or distressed banks or bank defaults, and you can learn a lot from that. Well, guys, hey, it's time to get out of here. Hopefully, I've educated you on a lot of different things as far as what goes on in money and change. And we'll talk with you next Sunday at 7 p.m. And with that, guys, I want you to have a good week. Live beneath your means. Save your money. And we'll talk at you next week. See ya.